USA Radio News.
The UN command said today that 55 cases of war remains retrieved from North Korea would be honored at a ceremony next Wednesday at a base in South Korea. A U.S. military plane flew to pick up the remains, and Congressman Lee Zeldin talks about our communications with the North Koreans.
It's certainly an important sign of progress. You're seeing a commitment being fulfilled. It's important to note that North Korea was making concessions before the talks even took place. Mm-hmm. They stopped their provocative missile testing and development.
CBS CEO Les Moonves is accused of unwanted kissing and touching in an article that was published today in The New Yorker. CBS stocks fell on the news, and also CBS has said they're going to be investigating these allegations. And President Donald Trump denied knowing Friday that he knew in advance about a meeting at Trump Tower between a Russian lawyer and Donald Trump Jr. This is USA Radio News.
There's no question you need omega-3s. But which form should you take? Fish oil or krill oil? Scientists have debated this for years. Luckily, there's a new solution to satisfy everyone. It's called Krill Omega 50 Plus. It combines ultra-pure fish oil and joint-soothing krill oil together in just one tiny pill. It's so powerful, it can promote the health of your heart and your arteries. And if that wasn't enough, it can also boost your joint comfort in just days. We're so sure Krill Omega 50 Plus will work for you. We'll even send you a free bottle to put to the test. The debate is over. It's not fish oil or krill oil. It's both. And now it's free. Just pay $4.95 for shipping and claim your free bottle. Call now. 1-800-399-6392. 1-800-399-6392. That's 1-800-399-6392.
The government releases a rosy report on the U.S. economy, and USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes has the details.
Shortly after the Commerce Department releases the report on the second quarter GDP, the best measure of the nation's economic activity, the president and his economic advisors emerged from the White House. President Trump noting that the economy grew by
the amazing rate of 4.1%.
That growth outpaces the 2.2% growth the economy registered during the first 3 months of this year and is the fastest growth in a quarter in 4 years.
Investigators say they have searched a pig farm and other places in East Central Iowa where a University of Iowa student went missing. The police are still asking for the public's help.
We've went to all the businesses that we know have video, and we've asked every resident where we've been able to make contact if they have video. Whenever or wherever we find out there's video, we've gotten.
This is USA Radio News.
Wyatt Cox Classic Radio Theater. I've been using a MyPillow now for almost a year, and I've had the best sleep of my life, and you can too. What are you waiting for? This special? It's the best you'll ever have. Buy one, get one free. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the Buy One, Get One Free special, use promo code USA. You'll get one free pillow when you buy one at regular price, or call 1-800-951-8175. Be sure you use promo code USA, or go to MyPillow.com, promo code USA. Do it now.
This week, a reporter from CNN was told she could not attend an event at the White House after, at an earlier event, she had asked questions of the president when it was an inappropriate time. That's according to the White House. Well, Sean Spicer has a new book out titled The Briefing. He talked about how when this happened under President Obama, things were a little bit different.
Well, it's interesting. You know, there was a reporter at one point in a Rose Garden event with President Obama that got up and yelled at the conservative press and was loudly shouted down and criticized by the mainstream press corps. And yet now, to your point, and I talk a lot about this in the book, these interactions that I had with the press, both during the campaign and then through the White House days, that there is this level of incivility and inappropriate behavior, is the only thing I can deem it, that I don't get it. This idea the other day, I watched this thing where the president and another leader were having a news conference. One of the reporters started yelling at the presidency, demanding a question. I think that this idea of a free press is getting blended with a lack, with some people saying that there's not, I mean, not bifurcating the level of respect and civility and a free press. You can ask tough and tenacious questions, but I think you can do it in a very respectful way, and we've lost that. And the press, when they don't get what they want in the manner that they get it, resorts to these antics and then claims somehow people are shutting out their First Amendment rights.
For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.